This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's good to have today on BPNRadio.com to talk and pray here is two people that need no special introduction. My spiritual daughter, Callie Hargraves, who hosts Warrior Women Watch every Wednesday here on BPNRadio.com, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And my spiritual grandson, Leland, who's been on with me many times, and his music's played many times a week here on BPNRadio.com. These two wonderful people have been in my life for over 18 years, ministered together many times over the years. I want to welcome Callie and Leland both to the Monday Watch. And
hey.
It's good to have both of you. Welcome.
We're so glad to be here.
It's such an honor to be with you, Papa Dale. We're excited about what God's doing.
Well, I'm excited to have you guys on with me today. Lena, I'm going to play some of your music a little bit later on. And I know there's a big conference coming up in October. We're going to talk about some other things we're going to talk about. But Leland, I know there's something happening really big in your home with you and Mandy. What's happening? Tell everybody.
Yes. Well, it's an incredible God story. Me and my wife, we just celebrated 10 years of marriage, and we've been trying to have kids for about five or six of those years, and really longing to be parents, and we've struggled with quite a few infertility issues over the years, and God just led us by a miracle to pursue adoption. And so we've been on this adoption journey now for almost 9 months, walking with our birth mother. And so our baby girl is going to be born this month, literally any day now. So it's, we're sort of on watch and ready for her to come into the world. And her name is Journey. And it's a really, I'll try to make it a short but concise story here. It's really amazing. So me and my wife, Mandy, we were, we've been praying about pursuing the medical route, IVF. And so we were getting really close to doing that. We had sort of told our family we were doing it, all of our close friends that we were doing it. And we were getting ready to post, a social media post on Facebook, to start a fundraiser, cause it's an expensive process. And so we were getting ready to do that. And as soon as we were, about to post this link for a GoFundMe page, we just felt this sort of turning in our stomach and really felt like it wasn't the right thing. And so I was headed to Dallas to go minister in Denton, Texas. And I told my wife, I said, "Hey, if this doesn't feel right, let's give it two more days. It's not going to hurt, and let's ask God if we're supposed to." If we're supposed to do IVF, or if we're supposed to continue to wait, or seriously pursue adoption. And we had talked about adoption probably three or four times in our marriage, and the few times we had talked about it, we had kind of thought it was sort of going to be after we had had a biological kid we'd adopt at some point if we had the time or the money, you know. Mm-hmm. And but we never thought it'd be the way God wanted to start our family. And but the few times we had talked about adoption, we definitely had talked about wanting to adopt a child of color, a non-white child. And I think that's part of the reason is because we just grew up. None of my friends growing up were white, so same for my wife. And so we had always talked about that, but again, we always thought it was later down the road. And so I go to this church in Dallas, and it's actually Pastor Dwayne's church. He's one of your spiritual sons, Papa Dale.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that when I went. I go to his church, and I'm there by myself, basically praying in my spirit that God would give us some kind of answer on what to do. And so we're there. We led worship that night. After we played, Pastor Duane brought me to his office and said, "Hey, Leland, I've got a prophetic word over you." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Have you and your wife been trying to have kids for a long time?" And I said, "Yes, sir, we have." And he said, "Have you guys thought about adoption?" And as soon as he said that, I just, the presence of the Lord filled his office, and I just began to, like, weep. And I pressed, I said, "Hold on," and I pressed record on my phone so that my wife, so that Mandy could hear it later. And he said, "God says that part of the reason for this long wait is so that your heart should be open to adoption. You're going to have a, going to have biological children, but this, this baby is going to be just like a biological child. There's going to be a DNA transfer in the spirit, and it's going to be a supernatural thing. Your child, this child's going to love music and sound like you when it sings, and it's going to be a miracle." And he said, "I also see this child being non-white, being a child of color." And so I, and keep in mind, we hadn't told anybody but Jesus any of this stuff. And so it was a, you know, Papa Dale, you've always said one word from God can change your life.
Yeah.
And we had been feeling in our spirit that God was telling us to adopt. We just didn't, we needed that push over the cliff, over the edge, so to speak. And it was a supernatural thing. I'd never met Pastor Duane in my life. That was my first time meeting him. And he had no clue except for by the Spirit of God showing him. And so it was a life-changing moment. It's the thing that gave us the courage to do it. And so 9 months later, here we are, and our baby girl's going to be born this month. And it's been an incredible God journey every step of the way. And we're just so excited to be parents and excited to see what God's doing. So that's kind of been, that's been my world the past 9 months, just been prepping to be parents. So we're so excited.
Well, I know you and Mandy are so excited, and I'm so happy for you. Delighted and honored that I got to participate in your wedding. Has that been 10 years ago?
Yeah, oh, 10 years ago. We, the January was 10
years.
Oh,
wow. It's amazing. And I'm excited about meeting Journey Ship Mooring. And being able to lay hands on her and pray for her. Well, I'm so happy for you both, and we'll have to when she comes, we'll have to break into our regular broadcasting and make a special announcement on bpnradio.com.
Oh yeah.
And we can do that now since we broadcast live. So that is very exciting. And you're also are you still going to Australia to minister?
So I just returned from Australia.
Oh, you've already gone back. How was that?
Yeah, it was a quick trip. I was there this last week. And it was an incredible time with the Lord. You know, usually I travel either with our band or I'm with my wife. And this was one of the first few times I've had to go completely by myself because our band was busy doing other things, and my wife has been busy getting ready to be a mama and prepping and getting all the house ready. And so I went to Darlene Check's church. Darlene Check and from Hillsong, and she wrote "Shouts of the Lord." And
yeah, I know Darlene.
Her husband, Mark Check, her and her husband Mark started a church. I think it's probably 6-7 years ago in Sydney called Hope Unlimited Church, and they have some locations down in the States. Some churches have linked arms with them. They're amazing. They pursue the presence of God. And it was basically their conference that they had. They titled this conference "God Is Near," and about God being Emmanuel, that He's with us. And so it was an amazing time. The whole week we just had a chance to get to lead worship with her and speak a little bit, and then just receive. And so it was a really life changing time for me. I really felt, the amazing thing is that even though I was there by myself, I never felt alone. And it was like from the hotel room to the church, the presence of God was so near, and it really was an Emmanuel conference. Like, I didn't feel like I was by myself in Australia. It was really life changing, and God spoke a lot of things in the spirit. So it was really awesome.
Great, that's wonderful. I had the privilege of ministering with Darlene Check several years ago in London, England, and Gene and I had a meal with her and her husband Mark. I was so surprised because the whole meal, she was just asking, both of them were asking me questions about the ministry. They never talked about what they were doing. They just said, you've been in the ministry a while, and how would you do this? What about this? I was blown away with their humility, with them having so much success. I'm glad you've had a good time in Australia. And boy, it's an exciting month for you, Leland. Let's talk about the upcoming conference that's going on in October. If you guys send me any flyers on that, I'll be promoting it on my website or mailing list. I'm really excited. You and Kelly, talk to us about October, what's going to happen, and how people can get a special invite or register.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. The conference is called Philbus House Conference, and it's titled after a song that God gave us this last year at our church. You know, we've started to step out in faith and start writing music for our church here. Even though we're a smaller church, we have so many musicians and singers and worshipers here, and I think it's just because, you know, mom and dad attracting mm-hmm. musicians and singers, mm-hmm. and so we've started to write these songs, and actually the song came here at the church. We have these once a month writing sessions where our team gets together and we just worship a little bit, pray, we break up into groups, and we kind of start writing on songs. And we you know, I think if you're faithful to steward something and just be faithful to show up and be consistent, if God can entrust you with gradualies and you can embrace the gradualies, then I think he can impart suddenlies into your life. You know, a suddenly mm-hmm. moment or a song or mm-hmm. a vision from God or something happens. And so during this time, it was also during a time when it was last year when I had lost my voice. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to sing the same again. The doctors had discovered a polyp on my vocal cords. And you had come, actually, Papa Dale, during that time. And it was a really wild time for me. I had to cancel 6 to 8 months worth of dates. And God ended up, through the miracle of medicine, led me through this operation. But it was right in the thick of it that this song came. And I didn't want to go to the writing session that day. I was discouraged, and my voice didn't sound the same, and it was really hoarse and tired. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go, because the only other option for me is to sit in my house here and just sulk and be sad. So I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this writing session, and we were all together just talking about what we were going through, and specifically we were talking about where Jesus came to cleanse the temple. And he said, it is written, my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer. And he wasn't talking about the building, but he was talking about his people. He was talking mm-hmm. about himself. You tear this house down, or temple down, I'll raise it back up in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so God sees us as his house. God sees us as his temple. We are temples of the living God. And Paul said, do you not know that you are houses for the Holy Spirit who dwells within you? And so I think that's the reality that we were talking about, and just inviting Jesus, saying, Jesus, you can, the chorus says, Jesus, you can break down every doorway. You can dance down every hallway. Jesus, you can fill up this house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a declaration saying, Jesus, we invite you into every room, clean out every closet, let every space, every corner of my heart be filled with your presence. And so that's the heart behind the conference. It's going to be October 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's just going to be 3 days and nights, morning and evening, of just pursuing the presence of God. I think there'll be some moments of teaching. There'll be some moments of instruction. And we're inviting pastors, leaders. If you're a leader in any capacity in your church, if you're a pastor of a church, if you are a creative of any kind, you know, you sort of lean, have artistic tendencies, even if you have a regular 9-to-5 job, but you have this awesome creative passion in your heart for photography or music, or even if you just want to come and, you know, you just want to come and receive from the presence of God. You know, I think in the Holy Spirit has an incredible way that when you get inside of his presence, he has the ability to speak to 100 different or 200 or 500 different people in a room, to speak specific things to every person's heart. Whether that's through a prophetic word or sovereignly, just through his presence, his manifest presence, will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of the heart behind the conference. We're going to have some amazing special guests that will be video conferencing in and Skyping in, and we're going to be doing interviews with one of my good friends, a worship leader who's written some amazing songs, Dustin Smith, is going to be Skyping in. We'll be interviewing him, sort of having him minister to us. We'll be having Malcolm Duplessis. He's from South Africa, revivalist. God used him in the 90s during the apartheid movement. Mm-hmm. He had a worship band that was traveling around South Africa. And this man, he was on a hit list. He had lived in danger of being killed every single day during those years, but saw signs, wonders, and miracles. Now he's a father in the worship community in Nashville and has been a major part of my life. So he's going to speak and minister to us. And then last but not least, we're going to have Michael W. Smith. He's going to also FaceTime in and sort of share whatever's on his heart and from his wealth of wisdom. So it's going to be an amazing time. Also, my dad, mom and dad, Todd and Cindy, will be ministering. My Aunt Callie will be ministering. My brother. So it's going to be an incredible time of worship and just family and pursuing the presence of God. We're going to have food on site, and so we'll do lunch together and dinner together. So it's going to be the last conference we had was it 2 years ago? Uh-huh. 2 years ago, and it was titled Your Promises Remain Conference, which was titled after another song that God had given Jack and Whitney and that our church was singing. And it was such an incredible time that 2 years have gone by, and we're like, we have to do it again because something amazing happened when you just get people together in the room to pursue the presence of God. Mm-hmm. God can just do anything. It's amazing. So we're excited about what God's going to do.
Well, that is very exciting. You've got quite a lineup there.
And it's really a really simple way to register. I forgot to mention this. It's so easy to register. All you have to do is go to colbaytown.com. So that's COL, which stands for Celebration of Life, colbaytown.com. And right there on the front, if you swipe over, if there's some banners there on the front of our page. Mm-hmm. And there's a banner that's titled Philip's House Conference, or you can click on the right tab at the top mm-hmm. right and scroll down. You'll see Philip's House Conference. And it's a really simple way to register. We've tried to make it as affordable as possible so that people can come, whether you're out of state or local. And, it's going to be an amazing time together.
Okay, repeat that. Philip This House Conference,
and the website is colbaytown.com. colbaytown.com, and right there on the front page, we have a banner for the conference.
They can click on that banner on the front page of our website, mm-hmm. and it'll take them to register them.
Okay. Wow.
So, one of the things that, first of all, we had a lot of a good amount of people that came that just wanted to be a part of the conference that were not necessarily worship leaders. They just love us, and they knew mm-hmm. that we were going to have, just an amazing time, and they wanted to be a part of it. And the prophetic that went out and the lives that were changed were just amazing. It's not your typical worship conference in the sense that, you know, you're just learning. We're going to do a lot of, you know, classes where people can learn and song write and see how a song's written. And there'll be a lot of practical application, but there's also going to be a lot of ministry. One of our friends, close friends, Kyle Wallace, received a prophetic word that literally changed his whole trajectory of his business. And God mm-hmm. has just launched him in a huge way. And he credits it back to the Holy Spirit just moving at this conference. So we're expecting people's lives to be changed and God to move in a way where they get a word that literally changes the whole course of their life.
I know it's going to be an exciting time. And people that want to write songs, record songs, sing songs and arts and receive prophetic ministry, I know it's going to be a jam-packed 3 days. I know it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be days of heaven on earth. And I just encourage anyone that is listening today to make your way to Baytown, Texas. And what airport do they fly into?
Well, they can fly into Hobby, which is not too far. It's like 25 minutes from our church. That's the closest airport. But the big airport, of course, is Intercontinental. And you have, Intercontinental's off of 59. That's about 45 minutes, but you have more options as far as flying across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But, either one of those airports, when they get on the website, they can see where they can, you know, hotels and, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, there's a lot of new hotels in Baytown, and Baytown is not far from Houston. So,
no, just 20 minutes, and it's just going to be amazing. You know, when you get in a space where the power of God is moving, the power of God is creative.
I know.
The power of God is creative. And so, you know, I meet creatives that are not necessarily musical. They're creative in... You know, with the way they think, or they're creative to maybe to invent things, or but there's something very powerful when you get in a creative Holy Ghost setting. It's amazing. People get ideas that can literally change their whole life.
I know,
and I really believe that God is going to not only birth music and art, but God is going to birth ideas that will change people's legacy for their family.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like, I heard one girl say, this is more like an encounter than a conference. So, and I really believe that. I mean, we really pray and fast. We seek God. We're believing God. We know that without Him, ain't nothing going to be great. I mean, it doesn't matter how God, without Jesus,
that's
it's
true.
Not much. But with Jesus, he can take little and he can make it much.
Oh, no.
And so we are really contending that God is going to take our little and make it much in his hands on those 3 days, and lives are going to be changed. If you've been around us, you know we're very family oriented, and it gives us an opportunity to really just enlarge our family. Like when we had all those people come 2 years ago, and then we had another event last year called LAA, people literally became a part of our family, and we're still talking to them and mentoring them.
I know. What I know. One thing y'all left out. Do you know the one thing you left out?
What?
There's going to be fun and laughter.
Absolutely.
There will be fun and laughter. You guys, every time I'm around you, it's fun. And so the Holy Ghost is going to be, it's going to be very deep. It's going to be a great anointing, but there's also going to be some fellowship and fun and laughter. And when when people get around your family, y'all just have a wonderful time. So I know it's going to be fantastic.
You know, I have a motto, and if you don't know how to laugh, I can't be your friend.
That's great. That is great. I understand that. And I know y'all are going to have fun. And I'm going to be promoting it, and I'm going to get as many people as I can there. And every one of your guests, and Leland, you didn't mention yourself that you're going to be there, showing off your new baby daughter, you and Mandy. That'll be a treat. But all of these people I know and ministered with the exception of Dustin Smith, I remember Malcolm DePlessis in 1986. I was ministering in Los Angeles, affixing to minister in Los Angeles, and Malcolm was there that Sunday night. He sat down at the piano and began to sing, and the prophetic anointing, as he began to sing, began to fill that place. And I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, of course, I knew he was from South Africa, but I started ministering immediately after he got through singing. But I heard the Holy Ghost saying, you're going to South Africa. Now, I've not been yet, but I knew that was a future word. I don't know how that's going to happen. I'm not really in trying to travel anywhere. But the anointing came immediately when he sat down and began to play the piano and started singing. And, of course,
wow.
Michael W. Smith and all of you guys. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
We're just so honored and so feel so honored that Jesus allows us to be a part of his kingdom and to do whatever we can do. You know, it's about just doing whatever God called you to do and where you're at and just loving people and allowing Jesus to make us all better.
That's it.
Well, I certainly understand that. And there is no church in America that fills a platform of gifted and talented singers and musicians and anointed singers and musicians like Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas. I mean, even without any guests, you guys, y'all fill the room. It is just amazing when you begin to sing and when you begin to minister. I'm excited. And of course, one thing we didn't, we want to talk a little bit more about the conference and Callie, what you're doing. I know Leland, you're going to have to go pretty soon, but tell us a little bit about your new recording studio.
Yes, sir. So we have it was an incredible God story. So about, was it a year, 2 years ago?
A year and a half ago,
we, by faith, we didn't have the funds for it yet, but we had just enough money to be able to knock down some walls and build sort of just the walls for the shelf for what our studio would be inside of. And so by faith, my mom and dad did that. They started knocking down walls. They made the space for it. And then they went to a conference to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown's church. And they went to this conference, and while they were there, they were taking up an offering for a building fund that they were raising money. Pastor Rodney was for a bunch of building updates. And so God told my mom and dad, he said, if you'll invest into someone else's field, I'll bring someone to invest into yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom and dad wrote a check and just emptied out our church's building fund, because mm-hmm. we had a building fund we were raising money for some things at our church. So they empty out this building fund and give this check to Pastor Rodney's church. Well, they come back and one day Callie was speaking with a friend of ours and just mentioning about the studio and our dreams and passions and desires for the studio and passion to record our own music and release our own music. And this person just said, well, how much money do you need? And just asked Callie. And Callie said, well, I think we need this much, and gave them a number.
Mm-hmm.
And they right there in that moment, they wrote out a check. that was more than three times or four times what mom and dad had given. And covered all the cost of what we needed to start a studio. So now mm-hmm. we have a state-of-the-art recording studio here at the church.
Wow.
And so we're starting to step into it and learning all the gear. It's been a process of learning and trial and error, but praise God, we have like a place now to actually write, and not only write, but actually record our music. So we're really excited about that. We're working on the single right now and with plans to release the song Fill Up This House at the conference. So we're really excited about that, and so you'll be able to hear that, and we'll play that song as well live there at the conference. But we're excited. We think it's the beginning of something way bigger than just a recording studio, mm-hmm. and way bigger than just recording songs for our church.
Mm-hmm.
We really believe that not only will our church record music, and not only will we have the studio for our church, but we believe that it's the beginnings of something greater. The more we pray, the more we pursue God, mm-hmm. we really do see at some point in the future a school here at our church
mm-hmm.
For the arts, mm-hmm. and not just for music, but for dance, for photography, for film. And we see young people coming from all over the world to be trained and released into their creative giftings into the world to go make an impact for mm-hmm. culture, for the kingdom of God. And so,
awesome.
we're praying that this year and believing, you just be faithful with the small, and God can start to entrust you with more. And
Awesome. Well, I'm excited what's happening in your life, Leland. But before you go, I'm going to have you to pray, and then I'm going to talk to Callie a little bit of what's going on there, not only with the conference, but what's happening in her life. And I'm really excited. I've not made this public announcement, but I'm in the process of writing a book entitled Only One Life. And it's going to just tell my story. I want to when I'm gone to heaven, I'll leave a lot of recordings, hours of recordings. But I just wanted to put on in a book my story, because I grew up in very poor surroundings, and how God has worked some miracles. And that title is being taken from a song that you wrote during the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering in 2015, Only One Life. And you put it on, I believe you entitled it, For Your Glory. And
yes,
we're gonna have a special situation worked out where we're gonna put the words of that song, and then I think you're gonna offer the song with the book. Anyhow, I'm just rattling off a little bit about what we're gonna do. But wow, it's good to dream, because I believe that dreams really do come true, and I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. Leland, I'm excited about what God is doing. Excited about Journeyship coming on the scene, and your conference. And before you go, I know you like to pray. Before you go, would you say a prayer? Then I'm going to visit with Callie a while.
Yes, sir. God, I thank you for everyone listening, for every heart listening, God. And I thank you that you are the God that not only makes dreams come true, but you're the God who gives us dreams and implants the dream into our heart from an early age. And I pray for every person listening, Jesus, under the sound of my voice, that has had a dream. Some feel like they've had to lay down the dream. They've had to bury the dream, or that it's too late, or it's too far gone, or too many mistakes have happened. God, I pray for renewed vision and for courage and strength to pick up the dream and beginning to run towards it, God. That, Jesus, that we're not just headed for a destination, but, God, we're on a journey with you. And I thank you that, God, you want us to embrace the journey with you, Jesus, to walk with you, Holy Spirit. That's part of the joy, is not just pursuing a dream or some kind of end destination, but it's seeing the dream unfold while walking with you, Jesus, while enjoying your presence, while hearing the sound of your voice, that even though we walk through sometimes valleys of shadows of death, God, and the ups and downs of life, we don't have to fear any evil.
That's right.
Because your hand is with us, your rod and your staff, that guide us and comfort us. So God, I pray over every pastor, every leader, every young person, every elderly person that listens to the sound of my voice, it's never too soon and it's never too late to say yes to your voice, Jesus.
That's
I thank you, God, that we're not just pursuing dreams for ourselves, God, but every dream is a part of your greater tapestry, God, that you're weaving in and out, Jesus, from one life to another. That, God, when we get to heaven, we're going to see how when just saying yes, God, our little yes, every single day, was a part and made an impact for your kingdom, not just for our life, but for generations to come.
Yeah.
I hear the voice of the Lord saying, say yes, because it doesn't just depend upon your life, but it depends upon the lives to come.
Yeah.
Your yes to Jesus will not just impact you and your family, but it will impact generations to come. No matter how small you think it is, even the small, just my parents and my mom and dad saying yes to the Holy Spirit to travel on the road and take their kids out of school and pack up a Lincoln Town car and drive behind two ministers, Dale Gentry and Nadja McNeil, just saying yes to the Holy Spirit. And that seemed crazy. It seemed people told us not to do it. I said, you've lost your mind. Don't do that. Go get a job. Go do something steady. But they said yes to the Holy Spirit. And that simple yes has not only changed my life, but it's going to change my child's life. It's changing generations. It's impacting the world for the glory of God.
Yes.
So God, thank you for faith to say yes, for faith to dream again, and for strength where we lack strength, vision where we lack vision, that your young men will dream dreams and your old men will have vision. God, I pray for that over your people. And that this gift, the Holy Spirit, isn't just for us, but for our children and our children's children. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you that you bless the rest of our time together today. In Jesus' name, that hearts would be encouraged today. Amen.
Amen. Leland, I sure love you. You're a wonderful grandson, and so proud of you. And I've just been able to see, be a part of some of your life and some of the wonderful things when you and your family started traveling the Gene Knight when you were 11 years old. And of course, you and Ray Lynn, I was there when y'all sang on the Grand Ole Opry, made your initial appearance on the Grand. You made a lot of memories, haven't you? We could talk a lot. One of the memories you've made was when you and Michael W. Smith recorded Christ Be All Around Me. I'm going to play some of that, and then I'm going to be back to visit with Callie. I sure love you, Leland. Thanks for being on.
Love you too, Papa. Well, I make it such an honor. I'm
okay.
Lucky.
We're going to play some music, right, and then we'll be back with you, Kelly.
Okay.
Okay, here's Leland, Michael W. Smith.
Strength of God, and go before, lift me up as awake. Eyes of God, look upon, be my side, yeah.
There you have Leland and Michael W. Smith, Christ Be All Around Me. It's a great song recorded by those two. And both of them, of course, going to be at the conference, the Fill Up This House Conference in October. And Leland and Callie Hargrave's on with us. Callie, it's going to be a great conference. And what an anointed time it's going to be. And tell the people again how they can register in case they're just joining us.
Well, go to colbaytown.com and you'll see a tab that says Fill This House Conference. And if you'll just click on that tab, it'll lead you through the prompts and you can sign up. It's going to be a fabulous conference.
Mm-hmm.
One of several people said it's more like an encounter than a conference. It'll be in, when you start talking conference, you can talk thousands of people, but this is going to be relatively small. I suspect around 400 to 500 will be here, but it will be fabulous. It'll be mm-hmm. intimate. It'll be life changing. We just believe Jesus is going to meet us here. We are preparing our hearts.
Yeah.
And we're praying for the hearts of the beautiful people that God is bringing. There'll be creatives here. There'll be pastors here. There'll be leaders here. There'll be all kinds of people here. Whether you're a musician or not, you'll come and you will receive, I believe, a word from the Lord, which will change your life.
It's going to be wonderful with Leland and Callie and Dustin Smith, Malcolm DePlessis, Michael W. Smith, Todd, Cindy Mooring, Callie Hargraves, Jack and Whitney Mooring, Shelley Roberts. You guys, and there's no telling what God's going to do. I'm very, very excited. I'll be praying for the conference and asking the Holy Spirit to work in this conference. I know He will. It's great to have you on every Wednesday on bpnradio.com, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock, Warrior Women Watch. And what is happening in your women's ministry?
Well, you know, God is just good. He's I just felt really this last 6 months I have felt the pressing of the Lord. Just being pressed. Kind of like what happens with grapes when you throw them in there and you press them and wine comes out. I felt the pressing of the Lord, but it's been an amazing time in the Holy Spirit. I feel like God is just repositioning my heart to receive more of Him. And so I've been traveling and preaching and, just doing the work of the ministry in and out of here and just really finding joy in whatever God sets my hand to do, you know. And I love the local church. I love the opportunities that God provides me to go and minister and preach. This coming weekend, I'll be in College Station at a women's retreat preaching on Saturday. And then I've got several places I'm preaching out in September. So that's just always an honor and a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we're
working tirelessly on our conference, getting things ready for our conference. We're also going to have a ladies' conference here in November that I'm hosting.
Okay.
And it's called Ground. And I'll be talking about that as well. We're going to be having some amazing women come in here with just an anointing to just do great things. I've got a couple of different prophetic gals coming. I've got Laura Gallier that's going to come. She wrote the book called The Delusion, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be here. It'll be fabulous. So we've got that. We've got our worship conference in October and then our women's conference in November.
And what are the dates? What are the dates of the women's conference?
The women's conference will be November 16th and 17th. It's a Friday night. It's short. I didn't want a long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday night and an all-day Saturday.
Okay.
And we'll be providing, you know, breakfast and lunch on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an amazing time for women to just get refilled and really find out, you know, who they are in Christ. And I believe this is the day of the woman. I believe God is raising women up across America to really pray and find their place in the kingdom. God is no respecter of persons. He wants men, women, children, youth. He wants retired folks. He wants all of us in our respectful places to do the work of God.
I believe that. You know, I'm a definite proponent of women in ministry, women preachers, women pastors, and in the prophetic. Of course, I tell people you're one of my four spiritual prophetic daughters. The man of God in the book of Acts, the Bible said he had four daughters that prophesied. So we've been able to minister together many times, and you're an incredible prophetic voice. You're a wonderful daughter, Callie. I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you, the anointing
on your life. And any church or any ministry group would be honored and blessed to have you come and minister for them, for their group, for their church, whatever it may be. And you're just an amazing woman. How can people contact you?
Well, one of the best ways to contact me is probably just get on my Facebook. My Facebook is actually my maiden name, which is Callie Shipp. So people, you know, most everybody here in town knows me by my maiden name. So it's my maiden name, Callie Shipp. You can go to my Facebook and just message me. Or you can go to colbaytown.com and send an email through that way, and it'll get to me. Okay. If you message me on Facebook, I'll send you my phone numbers or whatever for people to call. But, you know, Papa Dale, you made a huge, you have continually, over 18 years, made a huge deposit in mine and Pastor Todd and Cindy's lives. I can't even tell you the deposit you've made. I mean, we're living out that deposit. And I just thank you for being such a champion of women in ministry, such a champion of the pastors, such a champion of people that are stepping out to do whatever God's called them to do. You are absolutely a champion. And we couldn't have done a lot of what we've done without your voice and your obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'm honored, Kelly. I'm honored to have you guys in my life. Can't imagine what life would have been without all of y'all. You're a wonderful family.
And, thank you.
I love all of you that is working there in the worship ministry, and of course my granddaughter Rachel Lynn, better known as Ray Lynn, world famous. You have a world famous daughter there, and I know that you've been there in Nashville spending some quality time with her. We're proud of Ray Lynn.
Yeah. We were at the Opry, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
She sang a song called Camo, which is a beautiful song. It's probably going to come out on her next album. And it's about, she actually wrote that song. A girl walked up to her in a line that she was signing autographs and said, you know, I'm an army wife. Can you write a song about being a wife and your husband being away? And she goes, you know what, I sure can, because I'm dealing with the same thing. So she wrote this song called Camo, which is beautiful. And so that was an awesome opportunity. I always love getting to go to the Opry. I feel like when I go to the Opry that my daddy, you know, my daddy, every year, no matter where we went on vacation, we went to Nashville either going to our vacation or coming back. So every year we stopped in Nashville. So when I go to Nashville, I feel like that I'm honoring the memory of my father.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I too love the Grand Ole Opry. I went way back when got to meet Grandpa Jones and Jim Ed Brown.
Oh, wow.
And some of those guys. Yeah, I've been going to the Opry myself for a while. So, well, God is at work. It's amazing. All the opportunities that are opening for all of us to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. And I'm excited. I just know that all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. And, well, I'm excited to have you on. And I want to encourage everybody to listen at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. You have a great radio show at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You know, there's other opportunities that are opening up. God is at work. I want you to pray before you go. I've got a man that has been leading a revival now for 15 weeks in Greenville, Tennessee. It's going to share a report. And I'm excited about all that's doing. God is doing. So, Callie Hargraves, you pray if you will.
Lord, I just thank you for Papa Dale and Mama Jean. And I thank you for BPN Radio. And I thank you for the effect and the harvest that is coming out of this ministry and Papa Dale's obedience to do what God's called him to do. I thank you for everyone listening today, and I pray a supernatural blessing over everyone that's listening today.
Yes,
I just hear the Lord, I hear the Lord literally saying he is unstopping ears and he is wiping sails off eyes, that you're going to be able to see clearer and you're going to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. And I believe you're stepping into a season where you will see clearly and you will hear the voice of the Lord. And I sense in my spirit that there are some listening to this program today that have been very, very distraught and maybe even felt like they just did not know what road to take. And I see God making it very clear. Literally, while you're listening to this program, you're going to feel like your ears were unstopped.
Yeah.
And that the veil is taken off your eyes, and you're going to be able to see the will, purpose, and plan of God. And you're going to be able to step in by faith and know the next step. Know that God doesn't always give us the full picture. He gives us an instruction.
Yeah.
Follow the instruction of the Lord, and the instruction will lead you into the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray blessing on everyone that's listening today. I pray supernatural provision in your life. I call forth everything you need through the will, purpose, and plan of God into your life. Every resource you need, every connection you need, and all the faith that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank you, Lord, that we trust you. You are the God of more than enough. And we call in more than enough in the lives of your people in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen and amen. Callie Hargraves, thank you for being on today. And sure proud of you. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, love you. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, here is Leland, one of my favorite songs that Leland's ever wrote or sang.
You kneeling in the garden as tears of love pour down. I hear you calling on the Father. Not my will, but yours be done. I see you lifting up the broken. I see your life poured out. I hear you praying on the mountain. Father, I will follow. Jesus, I will follow. I will wait, for my trust is in the Lord.
been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.